Welcome back, everyone. We continue our novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. Day 9 is today, and you will notice, of course, Janelle is not here. She has mommy duty, and she just could not get away today, so you're stuck with me. I know you're disappointed, but just carry your cross well, and we'll get through this together. We're going to talk about Our Lady of Cabejo today, on the 9th day of the novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. Now, you might be thinking, well, what does Our Lady of Cabejo have to do with Our Lady of Sorrows? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because in 1982, 1983, Our Lady was appearing in Cabejo, Rwanda. And there were some apparitions after that, or alleged apparitions after that. But the local bishop says that if you want to know the message of Our Lady of Cabejo, and you want to know what was, get an accurate picture of what was going on, that is a section, 82 to 83, is what has been approved. So for our video's sake, that's what we're going to focus on. I know there's other things that have happened after that, but we'll have to go with what the bishop has said here. And during that time, Our Lady of Cabejo revealed herself with a connection to Our Lady of Sorrows because she invited the seers to pray the Chaplet of Sorrows to her seven sorrows, which we have been recommending you to pray at the end of each one of our videos. So that's the connection. Also in Rwanda, after the apparitions have been approved, the shrine is dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows. One of the messages of Our Lady of Cabejo was that she said she chose this area to appear. Why? Because people, she said, there were humble and not attached to money. Interesting. That is what attracted Our Lady's heart to those people. And I cannot help but think of another apparition that has a similar characteristic, and that is Our Lady of Fatima, the village of Fatima. What was it like before Our Lady appeared? Janelle and I did a whole video on this, describing the life of Fatima before Our Lady appeared. I'll link to it at the end of this video. But basically, one characteristic is that the people were also humble. And they were not attached to money there either. They worked hard to earn a living. They lived a humble life. And I think that's really important for us to remember, that if we want to prepare our hearts for Our Lady of Sorrows to come to us and to bring us Jesus, what's the environment she's attracted to? She's not attracted to a heart that's filled with the world. She's attracted to a heart that's trying to detach from the world. And what happens when you're detached from the world? Well, in the instance of Cabejo, she appeared. In the instance of Fatima, she appeared. What happens if we detach from the world? I'm not saying Our Lady's going to appear to you. But what we can expect is maybe not an apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but an apparition of grace. What I mean by that is, by the powerful intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows, she will draw us by grace to meet Jesus in a powerful way. So that's something that we can remember as we approach the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows. On August 19th, 1982, the seer saw a river of blood, people who were killing each other, abandoned corpses with no one to bury them, a tree all in flames, bodies without their heads. A pretty shocking apparition. But of course, we know what happened 12 to 14 years later. We have the genocide in Rwanda, where it's estimated 800,000 to a million people died. Our Lady came ahead of time, warning the people of what it was to come. She also said in 1982 that the message that she had for Rwanda was not just for Rwanda, but it was for the entire world. Now, how are we to understand that? Well, I came across a wonderful interview done by a priest of that area, and he interviews one of the seers, Nathalie. And the priest got Nathalie, one of the seers, to summarize the message of Our Lady when she was appearing. And that's what I'd like to share with you. Nathalie said, "The Holy Virgin insisted on the need of prayer. She said that the world is bad. It is necessary to pray, to pray a lot for this world that is bad, to pray for sinners, to pray for their conversion. She insisted a lot on the need of conversion. Convert to God, convert to God, convert to God, while saying that people don't respect God's commands, that people have a hard heart. She also asked us to meditate on the mysteries of the rosary and to recite it every day. She also taught us the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows. She asked us to pray it every Tuesday and Friday. She asked us to obey the Church, to love God in truth, and to love our neighbor in humility and in simplicity. She spoke of the need for mortification, a spirit of penitence and sacrifice. She also spoke of the need for suffering, to bear our sufferings every day. She said that no one enters heaven without suffering. She also told us that acts of charity for the poor make us beautiful flowers that God likes. She wanted a chapel to be constructed here in Cabejo so everyone would remember her visit and pray for the church and religious. Holy Mother spoke to us in the language of Rwanda with a very soft voice. One of the things that you'll notice in this summary of the message of Our Lady of Cabejo is Our Lady asks us to pray the rosary. Now, hasn't Our Lady said this before? It's kind of a repetitive message, but the truth needs to be repeated because we forget really easily. Isn't it true that we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed? And I think Our Lady does this. She comes as a reminder every time in her apparitions, touching on the basic things, that sin destroys us, that we need to repent, that we need to turn our hearts to Jesus, that there's consequences to our actions, there's heaven and there's hell, and each one of us is going to be in either one of those two places for all eternity. And now is a time of great mercy, but we have to pray. We have to make acts of reparation for our sin. We have to suffer well. I mean, aren't these the themes continuously? Over and over and over again. But aren't these the themes that are so often forgotten at the pulpit in our churches? We've reduced the gospel to some feel-good message, save the environment, get vaccinated. That's another theme that was preached continuously. We can't forget Jesus. You want to save the environment? Fine. Go do that. But you know, the environment is going to fade away one day. But the soul will live forever. So considering the rosary and the chaplet of the Seven Sorrows of Mary, I don't think Our Lady is asking us to stop praying the rosary and substitute it for the chaplet of the Seven Sorrows. She didn't say that. It's an addition to. And so that's something that I think that is well to remember if we're going to pick up this devotion. I would never encourage someone to stop praying the rosary. And I don't think Our Lady would do that either. March 27th, 1982, Our Lady said, "The world is evil, and it rushes towards its ruin. It's about to fall in its abyss. The world is in rebellion against God. Many sins are committed. There is no love and no peace. If you do not repent and convert your hearts, you will all fall into an abyss." Does it get any clearer, friends? That we need to focus on Jesus, turn from sin, and be faithful to Mary's son, Jesus. I hope this is what this video series on Our Lady of Sorrows has helped you with. I hope it's helped you develop a devotion to Our Lady so that she can lead you to Jesus, because we go to Jesus through Mary. As Jesus came into the world through Mary, it's fitting that we go back to Jesus through Mary. So friends, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry again that Janelle is not here to be with us. Please comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why. If you'd like to support our ministry, we'd be very grateful. We can't do this ministry without the help of others, if that's a possibility. There's a link in the description also at the end of this video. And Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us.